Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele. Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Ulambulela kustudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 5 kuNhlangula 2022 nguGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Lilahlekelwe izwe kakhulu ngokulahlekelwa ngu-Alex Magayisa. Ube ngumuntu olwela amalungelo abantu ngendlela enkulu kakhulu.
Kusicamfundo Alex Magayisa kasekho.
Ubaba ube ngumuntu othuthukise ilizwe engasomuntu okupolitics.
Bahlulukelwe abantu kulandela ukubhubha kwa-Isaac Mpofu ube ngumlobi olodumo.
Ngikukhuluma lo yinto yendanjele ukuthi uyafa sobe bethunjiwe ngathi qina ube indoda ngiyabuya kusasaza ukubona
kulabadabuka eZimbabwe abenziwa izigqili abavalelwe emigodini kule South Africa salathulela ezamasiko ezabatsha ezokholo lwesiKristu zonke lezi ndaba lezinye izozizwa kulo msakazo. Usukutsamfundo Alex Magayisa obefundisa eKent University kweleBritane kasekho. Isihloko sakhe umnumzana Levi Magayisa uthi balahlekelwe kakhulu kulandela ukubhubha kukaMagayisa obesaziwa ngokufundisa ezemthetho, ukuloba okujulileyo ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe lokulwela ilungelo likaZulu. UMagayisa ubhubhele esibhedlela seMagate. Akwaziwa ukuba ubehlutshwa yini. Umnumzana Evingela Ncube olwela ilungelo loluntu uthi eZimbabwe lilahlekelwe kakhulu kulandela ukubhubha kukaMagayisa.
Lilahlekelwe izwe kakhulu ngokulahlekelwa ngu-Alex Magayisa. Ube ngumuntu olwela amalungelo abantu ngendlela enkulu kakhulu, efuna ukuthi kube lenguquko elizweni engahambisani lobuyanga losizi lolu olukhona elizweni. Ngesingaye ngabe iZimbabwe iphezulu kakhulu ngokokufisa kwakhe, ngokokulwa kwakhe. Ngakho ke siyakhala ngobuningi bethu, sikhalele ukuthi ngabe ube khona okweminyaka elandelayo kwaze kwafika lelo lizwe akade lilwela kangaka, ilizwe elikhululekileyo, ilizwe elilemsebenzi, ilizwe elilentuthuko, ilizwe elihlonipha umthetho lamalungelo abantu.
Ye, akusitshela ukuthi wena umazi njani uMoyi uMagayisa?
Ngimazi kakhulu Alex Magayisa, ungumuntu obelwela amalungelo abantu, umuntu obelwela ukuthi ilizwe likhululeke, ngumuntu obetholakala endimeni yokukhulula ilizwe ngaphansi kobugqili elingene kulo kusuka ngo-1980. Ngakho ke ubungeke uthi usebenza ngamalungelo abantu ungahlanganilaye emsebenzini, ungahlanganilaye empinile. Ungumuntu obesazakala kakhulu ebantwini abalwela amalungelo abantu, abalwela ukuthi kube lenguquko ekuphileni kwabantu. Ngakho ke ngiyamazi kakhulu, bengimazi kakhulu, ngisebenzelaye kakhulu. Hayi, kuyilizwe lilahlekelwe kakhulu emuntwini onjengaloyana. Ukusebenza kwakhe bekuthinta wonke umuntu, bekulithinta ilizwe, bekuthinta indlela abantu abacabanga ngayo ngomthetho langenze politiki, ukuze babone izinto ngendlela entsha. Ube ngumuntu ongakhathaliyo ukuthi abuye nomcabango omutsha abantu abangawujwayelanga, awubeke phambili athi kambe nxa singenza ngale ndlela kungaba njani. Ube senza kahle kakhulu.
Kumele abantu bemkhumbule njani uMagayisa?
Indlela enhle yokuthi akhunjule uMagayisa yokuthi lokho akade kulwela ukuthi ilizwe likhululeke, lihloniphe umthetho, ukuthi abantu bavikeleke, babe lemisebenzi, ilizwe lithuthuke, baqhubeke ngaleyo mpi bangadeli, bafuqe kuze kuthuthe, kungabi khona okumayo. Yiyo yodwa indlela yokuthi ahlonitshwe ekudluleni kwakhe emhlabeni. Asikukuthi nje abantu bamele bakhale kwazona lezi nsuku bese kusedlula, kumele bamkhumbule ngokuthi lelo lizwe akade lilwele likhululekileyo libe khona, libuswe ngendlela efaneleyo njalo, ehlonipha umthetho, ehlonipha iconstitution, ehlonipha amalungelo abantu, ilizwe elilemisebenzi, elilezibhedlela ezisebenzayo, elilezikole ezisebenzayo, elilemigwaqo engelamaphotholo, ilizwe elizaletha bonke abantu abangaphandle kwelizwe abasuka ngosizi bebaleka baphenduke bezekhaya bazohlala labantu ababo, bondla abantu ababo labazali kule misebenzi lakho konke okuyintuthuko elizweni.
Umnumzana Evingela Ncube ulwela ilungelo likaZulu besixoxa laye ekobulawayo. Isikhuxa mfundo ongumlobi olodumo wengwalo zesindebele uIsaac Mpofu obhubhele kobulawayo ngolwesihlanu unconywa ngemisebenzi yakhe yokuthuthukisa ulimi losiko lwamandebele. Kubika umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Jesus Banda.
Abantu abaningi kakhulu kwabezemfundo namasiko esintu samandebele bahlulukelwe kakhulu ngokubhubha kukampofu. Indodakazi yakhe yokugcina unkosikazi Nokuthula Mpofu kayizwana ulandisa ngokubhubha kukayise.
Uzese kule obe mnyaka embalwa, uze lezifo ekade zisaziwa, kodwa ke ubaba ube ngumuntu oqinileyo. Iminyaka yonke le ube kunqoba, ubeke angene esibhedlela kodwa aphume. Okwamanje kukhanya kumqinisile, silosizi. Okuyikho kakhulu khulu okwenze ukuthi ukhulu asichiye yikuthi ubele renal failure.
Uyaphambili uMampofu egcizelela ngemisebenzi emihle kayisa ayenzela uZulu.
Ubaba ube ngumuntu othuthukise ilizwe engasomuntu okupolitics. Ubekhona ku-education kakhulukhulu, ubambe isizwe efundisa abantu waze waphutsha eqeda eretire ube sengu-deputy secretary we-education. Ubaba ube ngumlobi, ubebhala amabhuku akade esetshenziswa lezikolo.
Umuyi usebenze kakhulu engumbalisi njalo engumphathi wezikolo ezijiyeneyo eZimbabwe njalo yiloba lengwalo zakhe. Umnumzana Boniface Ndimande owayesebenza kugatsha lukahulumende lwezokulima laye engunobhala yikweqala kwazana lomunye uMpofu unqoma kakhulu okwenziwa nguMpofu.
Wakaba yi-deputy secretary ye-education wahlangana emhlanganweni yama-committees yama-secretaries lama-deputy secretaries. UMpofu ngutitsha omdala, ufundise abantu abaningi, akula muntu ongamaziyo njalo waziwa njengomuntu obe ngumlobi njalo lamasiko ewazi kakhulu ecasisa izinto eziningi. Ya, ikholwa eliqinileyo leprovinsi njalo ube ngumuntu othanda ukuhlabela, ehlabela kuhle emagwayeni esaqinile. Ngithemba ukuthi kuzaba khona omunye ozathanda ukuloba, ozathanda njalo isinto esiqondane laye, asilobe ngendlela uMpofu asilobe ngayo.
Ngaphandle kokufundisa amasiko lokuloba ingwalo, uMpofu wayengumculi omkhulu njalo-ke emazi uNkulunkulu okwenza wathandwa ngabantu abaningi. Omunye obonga uMpofu ngokumfundisa ukucula ecaweni umntuzana Sam Sibanda.
Ngathi ngimaze kakhulu ngo-1977 ngikudlane laye ngaleso sikhathi. Kube kuhle-ke ngoba ngingazane laye ekuhlabeleni, mina ngibe ngithanda ukuhlabelela ngaqondana laye-ke. Nguye owayeyi-choir master yethu ye-Brethren in Christ. Izinto ezesintu eziningi, isintu kwakuphilwa kanjani, izinto zazihamba kanjani, ijaha nxa ngalikhula kufanele liphatheke kanjani, izinto bezazi kakhulu, silahlekelwe kakhulu kulokhu.
UMpofu wajwa ngunkosikazi wakhe eminyakeni emine eyadlulayo. Usemlandele njalo-ke ubhubhe ekhala ngomntanakhe ongumfana uNkanyiso. Wayehlala kwele Melika okuthiwa wagcina ukukhuluma laye eminyakeni elithumi nantathu 13 edlulileyo njalo kaziwa ukuthi ungabe. Umnumzana Stanley Mpofu umfowabo kamuyi udabuke kakhulu ngokushona kukampofu.
Ukuthi silahlekele kakhulu lundoda ukuthi asazi ukuthi kumbe ebantwaneni ukuthi umntana uNkanyiso ungumuntu esele 13 years wacatsha ese-United States of America semazi ukuthi waya waphonga ukuhamba nje wayefundisa eNew York City waphonga ukunyamalala ebalisi English khona ngani asimazi ukuthi ungaphi ngoba nguye umuntu sesicabangele ukuthi uzafuza yena selwa amankazana into okuzalonakuthiwa.
UMpofu utshele uZulu isipho solwazi ngengwalo zakhe eziqoqela ezithi wangithembisa lami akusoka lingelasici lelitsha elithi sithini siNdebele. Ubeseloba elinye wadlula engalethuleli uZulu. Ukhandelwe ukubekwa eceleni kwenkosikazi yakhe eplazini lakhe elise-Warringham esiqinti semzingwane ngolwesithathu. Ngiyimele Studio 7 igama ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Kulabantu abaningi abadabuka eZimbabwe okucatshangelwa ukuba bavalelwe emgodini eStilfontein kwele-South Africa lapho basetshenziswa khona ngenkani. Omunye wabo uyenza umathe usanda kubhubha kuleyo ndawo. Asenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu lamapolisa. Unkosazana Sokoluhle Mathe, isihlobo sika-Handsome, uthi baphelele ngokwehlele omunye wabo.
Umuntu lo wayesithi uyababhadalela irenti ebathengele lokudla, so imali mina wayifakayo kimi wafaka 600 kwa-akhawunti yami, yimali wayifakayo. So khona nantese ngimbuza mina uyenti ukuthi ngoba uyenti inyanga zonke lezi ebephansi ngoba manje usesibhedlela yagula serious, imali yakhe ikuphi? Wathi yena akasayazi imali le. Ngathi wayi manje uyenti simthumela komunye umuntu, unguwe wona wabangenisayo. Wathi usekudeni, wasinikeza inamba zalo baba. Ubaba lo ngakhuluma laye, ngakhuluma noyenti. Ngithe ngikhuluma noyenti uyenti wanjela ukuthi uyafa, so bebethunjiwe. Ngathi qina ube yindoda, ngiyabuya kusasa ngizokubona. Ngavukela emsebenzini nge-Saturday ekuseni, ngafika ngachasisela abelungu bami ukuthi ngamtakasisa amadingambona, kodwa manje ukuthi uyagula usesibhedlela. Ngacela basasidinga imota, imota le yasicharja 1.8. sakhona kuyena lindawo ngoba sidlula ama-tollgate ayi-2, ubuhambo okungumango onyanyana futhi. Sesifika esibhedlela ngoba safika ngabo-2 zilandwe 3 khona lapho. Sesifika safika sabachasisela ngoba wayesemtshintshe isibongo uyenti ngakomati, yena wayebhale handsome moyo, yabo. So khona na safika sathi sidinga uhandsome moyo, basilayela salapha adekhona. Sesifika sathola onensi basuka basichasisela ukuthi uyenti le mazi njani. Ngase ngikhuluma ukuthi uyenti umtakasisi wami, bathe zefike lapha yini. Ngase ngisithi umuntu lo wayethunjiwe for inyanga ezingu-8 simdinga khona, bemkhiphe izolo sikhuluma laye ukuthi akulesi sibhedlela. So basebesithi umuntu lo uthone ngabo-11. Ngathi balamanga. Then sahlalahlala basinikeza impahla zakhe. Umtakasisi wami kuthiwa nguDumi. Bathi hayi mamncane, impahla yizo ezikakanjani kulo? Nansi igrube lakhe, nansi i-T-shirt yakhe, nakama ingwane yakhe yikho. Sacela ukuthi sicela ukumbona ukuthi sibe sure. Basibuza ukuthi nesibindi ngoba lingabantwana, nesibindi zokuthi limbone lo muntu ngoba ayishiye i-1. Data ngizake sibone umuntu otshonile, but namhlanje sizaqala ngoba sokusehlele efamily. Isikhathi besivulela sigena samthola sibile nawe yena otshonile.
Pho manje lizaluphatha njani udaba lolu? Liyenzani khona manje?
Manje silapha eSoweto lapha dehlala khona, kusahlangana imali but imali ayikahlangani, isashoda.
Unkosazana Sokolohle Mathe isihlobo sikamoyi uHandsome Mathe wexoxa le-Studio 7 eseSoweto. Siphinde saxoxa ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Bukhosi Ngwenya olomfowabo ogqilazwa emgodini le.
Umduduzi Moyo wabathatha wabasa kwenye indawo engumayini, umayini osewavalwa ongasebenzi. So labantu bafika bevalele lapho. Ubathethe nini? Bekuwunovemba last year maye bathatha abafowethu wahamba nabo. So kuthe ma kuthi January ngaqala ukwenza ama-request oba wayemfonele umfana angitshela ukuthi no bafo ngisaphuma ngisayozama impilo kwenye indawo. Ngicela ukuthi ma ungabe kukhona into ngabe ungasayiboni kahle ufonele naye inamba, kanti inamba yalo mlisa lo bathethe. Ngithe ngoJanuwari ngaqala ukwenza ama-requirements ukuthi kwenzakalani abafana bako. Lo muntu waqala ukukhuluma izitori asitshele ukuthi hayi abafana bayaphuma nini, bayaphuma nini. Uqalisa extenda inyanga athi hayi bayaphuma next month, wagcina sekungamaviki kwahamba kwaze kwafika kulesi sikhathi esikusona.
Yes, sizwe lapho sithi ukhona omunye osetshonile, uhambe njani njalo lo mna wakho ungaphi?
So lo oshonile uphume bamkhiphe kule Friday leya, kusho ukuthi ngizothi 2 weeks back nge-Friday. Uphume esegula, basifonele bathe ukuthi uphumile kodwa uyagula. Babe sebesitshelile ukuthi isifongo bambhalise ukuthi ngumoya. Uma befika abantu ade beyile, bafike ngabo-2 bathole ukuthi sekashonile kuleso sibhedlela.
Singathi manje umna wakho-ke kuyagcina ngani?
Asazi mntababa, ebesizama nje ukuthi singathola usizo okungawukuthi maybe ma kungatholakala ukuthi le ndaba i-expose mhlawumbe i-government, umthetho ube involved, kuhambe maybe kuyoreidwa lo mayeni. Angazi ngandlela bani, kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi ma sekusezandleni zabo umthetho sebengakwazi ukuthi ikhona indlela i-answer mhlawumbe abangaza nayo.
Umnumzana Bukhosi Ngwenya ulomna wakhe uLonely ogqilazwa emgodini eStilfontein kule South Africa. Sizakuxoxa le ndoda eyahambisa abantu laba eStilfontein kusigaba sabatsha. Siyangena kusigaba esilandelayo, sikhangele ezwela kwamanye amazwe ngamafutshane. ELiRussia lithi libhombe indawo ezithiyeneyo namhla eKyiv kwele Ukraine, lapho libhidlize khona izakhali ezathengwa ngamazwe entshonalanga. Abezindaba abe-Reuters ye-Associated Press babika ukuba umkhokeli wakweleRussia uthi bazabhomba ngamandla nxa amazwe entshonalanga enika ele Ukraine izikhali. Kula bantu bafika 50 abahlaselwe ngamarecatsha babhubha ezendlini yokukhonzela uNkulunkulu eSt Francis Catholic Church esabelweni sesondo kule Nigeria. Wezamasiko, abanye abalotsholwa besakhula bathakazelela ukukhuphulwa kweminyaka yamankazana yokuthi baye emacansini besithi kwababambelela kakhulu empilweni ukwenda besakhula. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolodaba.
Unkosikazi Bianca Dube ngomunye wabathakazelela okwenziwe lidale le-Constitutional Court elikhuphe iminyaka yokuba amankazana aye emacansini isuka kwelitshumi lasithupha 16 isiya kwelitshumi lasishiyagalombili 18. Wayenda ele minyaka elitshumi lamane 14.
Mina ngazithwala ngile 15 years. Ngabe so angisazange ngakwazi ukuhamba, ngakwazi ukubhala form 4-1 ngoba ngase ngizithwele. Abazali bami bashe bathi njani ngihambe ngiyenze yami ngiyedlulise yami imuli. And kwamphambanisa kakhulu ngoba akula imisebenzi engingakwanisi ukuyenza ikuba ngawusigele. Kumbe ukuthengisa amatamatisi engikwenzayo ikhathi sikuthengisa amatamatisi. Kharesi ngile 23 years, ngilabantwana abayi 3. Abantwana laba bafuna ukudla.
Kuphinde wachathisa ubunzima abhekane labo.
Kuyaphambanisa kakhulu ngoba mina nginje ngangifuna ukuba ngu-teacher. But ngenxa yokuthi ngazithwala ngincane, angisazange ngakwazi ukuthi amaphupho ami afezeke. Ngoba ngase ngi-responsibility lami, ngase ngomntwana kumele ngimgcine, kumele ngimncede ukuthi akhule abe ngumuntu laye.
Baningi abakusimo esifanayo abakhulume nomsakazo Studio 7 abethule okufanayo. Unkosikazi Plaxedis Moyo osebenza kunhlanganiso elilo amalungelo abomama eyemthonjeni Women's Forum uthi akulunganga ukwendisa abantwanyana.
Abantwana bebesendiswa bebancane. Kwesinye isikhathi umntwana eyabevele engakafikisi le 18, but ngenxa yokuthi kulomthetho naloyo ukuthi as long esedlule i-16 and above bengihlukuluze kakhulu nxa sikhangela indaba zemacansi.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumfundisi Ben Dlovu ohlala koBulawayo.
Ikakhulu amankazana, iningi labo kuminyaka eqanjwayo babona silingana okusuka kube nzima ukuthi abanye oba bazibambe bagcine bekhombile.
Osebenza nabantwana abashadwa bebancane unkosikazi Bongiwe Dube uthi kuningi okuhlupha amankazana ashada esakhula.
Inkinga ebangela ukushada kwabantwana besasekancane bengakafiki esigabeni kumbe ngithi ku-age elungileyo kumbe eqondileyo ukuthi bashade ibangela izinto eziningi abahlangana lazo emagumeni abo. Okunye kusuka kube imithetho ezinkonzweni ezehlulekeneyo.
Igqwetha elilwela ilungelo loluntu uMnumzana Machomana Ncube uthi kulomthetho owawuphambana lesisekelo sombuso welizwe osuguquliwe isinqumo se-Constitutional Court. Uncube uthi idale lephalamende sekumele libumbe umthetho ozanqabela ukwenda kwabantwana abangamankazana. Uncube uthi amapolisa kumele abophe abazakwephula umthetho.
Owenzakeleyo ukuthi i-Constitutional Court has invalidated umthetho lo, i-criminal law obusehlisa i-definition yomntwana ukuthi ngole 16 and below, yathi akube ngole 18 and below. Osokuza kwenzakala kusho ukuthi iParliament sofuza ukuthi yebuyele ihlala phansi ilungise kasha lomthetho ukwenzela ukuthi uhambelane nesinqumo se-Constitutional Court. Njalo kuza kwenzakala ukuthi umthetho lo uzakwenza ukuthi abaningi baboshwe labo abathanda ukuthi bathandane bayemacansini labantwana abangaphansi kwe-18 years.
Akwaziwa ukuba abantu bazalandela okuthulwe lidale le-Constitutional Court kumbe bazaqhubekela phambili belobola abantwana abangamankazana abasakhulayo. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Okwamanje sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama nguntungamili Nkomo. Umtshumayeli walamhlanje ngomnumzana Busani Sibanda.
Esikuphathele khona namhlanje nako Uthu David kumahubo 23 from verse 1. Uthu Jehova umalusi wami angiyikuswela lutho. Uthi uyangalusela emadlelweni aluhlaza. Noma ngihamba ethunzini lokufa angiyikwesaba lutho ngokunami. Wendlala itafula lampha ngobukhombisitha zami. Yini le eyayiyenza uDavid abe ne-competence? Yini le eyayisipha uDavid amazwi okuhubelela kamnandi uNkulunkulu wakhe? Yini obeyibonile uNkulunkulu wakhe? Yini ebimenza understand lo bekhuluma azizwe? One, uNkulunkulu ungumoya, akaxhumani nomqondo wethu. Umqondo usiphile ukuthi masiwusebenzise siphile emhlabeni. Njengoba sibona ama-buildings akathwanga ngomoya, akho ngomqondo. Umqondo yokuthi wasebenza, wakwenza iplani, umqondo. Unkulunkulu ngumoya, uxhumana nemimoya yethu. Unkulunkulu uyayibheke kithi, yimimoya yethu. Singobani emoyeni yethu? Sonke sinemiqondo, but ubheke imimoya yethu, singobani emoyeni? Silawuphi umoya ngaphakathi kwethu? Unkulunkulu ufuna umuntu olomoya o-strong. Ufuna umuntu olomoya olwayo, fighting spirit. Ulawuphi umoya uma ubhekane nesimo? Ulawuphi umoya uma bekulahlele bonke abangane bekulahle? Ulawuphi umoya mama uma indoda ikushiya ikudampa labantwana? Uyazibophela? Uyakhala ugiqike? Ulawuphi umoya? Unkulunkulu uma nathi through imimoya yethu, singobani emoyeni? Ulawuphi umoya baba uma uxusha umsebenzi? Ayikho into esiqabelayo, sinqotshelwa yimimoya yethu. Unkulunkulu uhamba nabantu abanomoya strong, umoya olwayo, yiumoya ojabulisa uNkulunkulu. Othi uma indoda ikushiya namhlanje mama, uthi hamba futhi, ubungangidizeli. Turn left mina ngizothena right. Ukhona wami ozonithanda labantwana bami, ozonginakekela. Yiumoya ojabulisa umdala. Athi uma umsebenzi uphela, athi ngiyabonga, ubungisitela isikhathi. Khona umsebenzi wami, khona lapho ezoxhashwa khona. Vuka uthinte uthathama sivuyo makethi. Yiumoya odonsa umdali. Umdali kadonswa umuntu onomoya olivila, umoya okhalayo, umoya oligwala. Hambe labantu abanomoya oligwala. Funa umuntu onomoya strong. UNkulunkulu kasenzile, uyasilekelela through imimoya yethu. Wabalekelelwa bephuma eGibhithe besizwe neyithembiso. Yiphi umoya olawo ngaphakathi kwakho? Uma unomoya o-weak, uNkulunkulu kahambe nagwala. Umuntu onomoya o-strong akaboni ubukhulu benkinga, kodwa ubona ubukhulu bukaNkulunkulu. Umuntu onomoya o-strong uthi uma kunzima abhekane nenkinga, afesane nayo, ayinqoba athi lift. That is umoya odonsa umdali. UNkulunkulu kahambe nabantu abagivaphayo. UNkulunkulu ufuna umuntu onomoya o-strong. Simbona etshintsha uSawuli eyingotsha ebulala amakholwa. UNkulunkulu wahalela umoya wakhe, wathi indoda uma ngayiphendula isebenzele umbuso omukhanya izaba powerful. Wamphendula sifuna uPhawulu opowerful. Sibona uPhawulu owezinto zenzeke. UNkulunkulu kaxhumane lathi ngomqondo, umqondo into yomhlaba, kodwa uxhumana lathi through imimoya yethu. Singobani emoyeni? Ulawuphi umoya kulelo khono kulo? Ulawuphi umoya kulobu bunzima obubo? Into ezokunqobela uma unomoya strong, umoya olwayo, fighting spirit, iyona ezokunqobela. Sikhuleke sibonge inhlakalo yezulu, inhlakalo ngcwele. Wena mdali wakho konke, siqinise mdali, sibe lo moya ojabulisa amazulu. Ngiyakhuleka sithi Zulu.
Sibonge ke ubaba uBusani Sibanda ngohlelo vuselela umoya. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye njalo neviki ezayo. Yimi uNtungameli Nkomo.
Sawankulu uNtungameli Nkomo, ungathunyelwa kusasa. Wezemidlalo ubengahlalanga ebhentshini umkhekhetsha umeja weqembu le-Highlanders ngesikhathi linqoba eleHarare City namhla eBarberville Stadium. Inhlelo lezindaba yethu yemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usibhala lolu daba.
Upatima yuze di Oliveira Brito wakazani ya pati ikambula Islanders njenga loko wakulu nyo inkokeli ya lili kembe kufigeni wake ngulisanu kutuwa ubebugele shezi labalandeli kwa mtale wenguku ujolu pasha nguwebe kekecha ikembe njalo uchari ishombe hapa fana baki ngungo baba kwenzileyo
mwengu ifolula isikuwebu mtale lo singani zungepeshi itima ya wini estroa zina wini endi kujala singkaya isfuti isprinsele soluti sinigezi abalandi kwetu 3 points lezi abazifunayo and ngaphandle kwe 3 points ngibona ngani uleta bojimusta ukuthi badlale abantu bazibonile namhlanje ukuthi i-Highlanders konke lokhu kusenzakala besimelele nje 2 nokuthi sithole ukuthi ngikele namhlanje ngijabula kakhulu ukuthi abafana badlale kuhle.
Intatheli izindaba ezemidlalo uNeshi Mgogwera uthi wenze kuhle uBrito ngokungahlali ebhentshini.
Ye umqeqeshi omutsha weIslanders utshengise ubungcitshi lolwazi lwebhora ngenxa yokuthi uthe efika wathola iqembu iselikhochiwe ukuthi lidlale. Wazinika isikhathi sokubana ehlale phandle la ebukele njenganye babukele efunde kulokuthi ehlale ebhentshini. Lokhu kutshengisela ukuthi hayi ngumuntu okwazi into ayafuna ukuyenza njalo ngumuntu ofuna ukubakwazi into afuna ukuyithatha ukuthi ingabe iminjani.
Kweminye imidlalo yesigaba seCastlelaga Premier Soccer League edlalwe namhla iqembu leCape United linqotshwe nge-3 kanyange leDynamo emdlalweni obusenkundleni eNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leWawa linqobele iNkezi Platinum nge-1 kanyange emdlalweni obusenkundleni eAscott. Iqembu leTriangle linqotshwe nge-1 kanyange leChickenini eGibo ukuthi eleManyika Diamonds litshaye leTenex nge-1 kanyange enkundleni yeSakuba. Ngomgqibelo iqembu leBulawayo City libe nguchikilo Panga 0-0 lele Black Rhinos, ele Rentals lalo libe nguchikilo Panga 0-0 lele ZPC Kariba. Emdlalweni odlalwe ngolwesihlanu iqembu leHatha linqotshwe nge-1 kanyange leBulawayo Chiefs. Limpumela itshe iqembu leChicken Inn kuyilo elihlezi phezu kwengalane lile miklomelo engamashumi amathathu lanhlanu ngemva kwemidlalo elishumi lesikhombisa. Endaweni yesibili kule qembu leDynamo selile miklomelo engamashumi amathathu lane. Iqembu leIslanders lona lihlezi endaweni yechumi lile miklomelo engamashumi amabili. Imidlalo yesigaba seCastlelaga Premier Soccer League ayisoze ibe khona okwamaviki amabili alandelayo amaqembu ehlaba ikhefu. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Ngosithembile Mlotshwa ke umama kaNo, siyabonga kakhulu. Singaqhiba uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje ukuthi sikhangele besilazo. USicelo Mfundo Alex Magayisa ngasekho. Bahlulukelwe abantu kulandela ukubhubha kwa-Isaac Mpofu obengumlobi olodumo. Kulabo dabuka eZimbabwe abenziwa khona owenziwa izigqili abavalelwe emigodini kwele South Africa lapho behluleka ukuphuma khona. Omunye wabo ubhubhe izolo. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwamhlanje ngolivalelisayo uGibbs Dube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.